From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama to defend the Iran nuclear deal in a major address Wednesday. The president is set to deliver a major speech at American University in Washington, calling on U.S. lawmakers to approve the international nuclear agreement reached with Iran last month, limiting its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The president will urge lawmakers, in the midst of a 60-day review period, to avoid squandering a historic opportunity to cut off Iran's path to a bomb. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who opposes the deal, lobbied American Jewish groups Tuesday in remarks on a webcast.
The nuclear deal with Iran doesn't block Iran's path to the bomb. It actually paves Iran's path to the bomb. Worse, it gives Iran two paths to the bomb. Iran can get to the bomb by keeping the deal, or Iran could get to the bomb by violating the deal.
President Obama also held private meetings with Jewish leaders, telling them he believes the deal is in the national security interests of both countries. Suspected Boko Haram militants killed at least eight people and kidnapped dozens early Tuesday from a Cameroonian village along the Nigerian border. Meanwhile, visiting U.S. Congressman Daryl Issa said in Abuja Tuesday the U.S. is prepared to assist the Nigerian military once it puts its human rights concerns to rest.
But in the meantime, there is a greater level of military training that is needed that we will provide. There are forces from all of your neighbors that are coming together to assist. And we will continue to provide some of the most high-level surveillance and tactical assistance flown by U.S. to support the hunting down of Boko Haram.
In June, Amnesty International accused the Nigerian military of systemic human rights abuses. This is VOA News.